Unlucky for some. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. If you step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back. Don't sweep your house on New Year's Day, or you will sweep good fortune away. If you wash your hair on the day of a test, the water will clean your memory and you will forget everything you studied. If you break a mirror, 7 years of bad luck is unavoidable. These are examples of some of the many superstitions around the world. A superstition is a belief that is not based on science. Many of these beliefs date back hundreds of years ago, when unexplained events were thought to bring bad luck. Even in the age of modern science, superstitions continue to affect people's behavior. Many superstitions are related to numbers. In some Western cultures, the number 13 is thought to be unlucky. Some hotels skip 13 when they number their floors. Friday, the 13th is seen as an unlucky date in many countries. In China, Japan, and Korea, the word for the number 4 sounds like the word for death, so it is also considered unlucky. In many buildings, the fourth floor is skipped. The floor numbers go from 3 to 5, or the fourth floor is labeled F instead of 4. Superstitions are often linked to everyday objects. In Korea, if a woman holds her chopsticks too close to the tip, she is warned that it will take her a long time to get married. Dropping your chopsticks in China will bring bad luck. If you find an uneven pair of chopsticks at your table, you will miss your next boat, train, or plane. One recent study suggested that people who believe in superstitions actually seem to have more bad luck than other people. For example, people who believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky seem to have more accidents on that date. The cause of this bad luck is not the date itself. Instead, say the researchers, people may actually behave differently on that date. People who believe 13 is unlucky may feel more nervous and uncomfortable, which may lead them to drive badly. For example, people who don't believe 13 is unlucky are unaffected. Even people who are not superstitious sometimes stop and think before certain actions. For your next test, do you think washing your hair will make you forget all the answers? Do you want to risk it?